This is Dial the Saint introducing St. Bridget of Ireland. While most everyone knows that St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland, it is good to know about the other Irish saints who soon followed after him.
Bridget, sometimes called Bride, was born about 453 AD, just a few years before St. Patrick's death. Her father was a pagan chieftain. Her mother was a Christian slave named Brochessa. Soon after Bridget's birth, her mother was sold to another pagan household. A nurse cared for Bridget until she was old enough to do the work of the house. The work was hard, and the absence of her mother's love left an emptiness which was somewhat filled in the cool forest where she prayed and made friends with the animals. Stories tell how she once tamed a wild boar and on another occasion saved the life of a fellow slave who had killed the master's pet fox. She asked another forest fox to substitute, and he performed his tricks so well that the slave's life was spared.
Bridget is described as an attractive, quick-thinking girl with a determined personality. One of her best qualities was her charity. When beggars came to the house, she would even give them food out of the family's own supply, much to her master's dismay. She even gave away her master's clothes to help the poor. This upset him so much that he decided to sell her to another chieftain. While she was waiting to learn of her fate, a poor leper passed by asking for assistance. Bridget felt so sorry for him that she gave him her master's fine sword. Her master was beside himself with anger, but his friend, who was a Christian, recognized the girl's love for God and said, "Leave her alone. She stands higher before God than we. I cannot afford to buy her, since she is more precious than gold or silver. You should release her from slavery." Then he gave Bridget's master a better sword than the first one.
Bridget was soon freed and went to visit her mother to help with her work. It wasn't long before the condition of the poor beggars who came to ask for help moved Bridget to start giving away some of this family's food. The master suspected that Bridget's charity might be the reason that his food supply suddenly became so low. One day, he and his wife came to the kitchen to conduct a surprise inventory. But instead of finding empty shelves, they were amazed to find more food than ever before. Realizing that Bridget was a holy girl, they granted her request to free her mother from bondage.
Despite her master's wishes, Bridget was determined not to marry and pledged to devote her life to serving God. Along with six other young women, she left home to profess her vows before the bishop. An amusing story is told how, when it was Bridget's turn to profess, a fiery pillar appeared over her head, which so startled her bishop that he read the prayers used to consecrate a bishop by mistake.
The new community of seven women was only the first of many which Bridget established throughout Ireland. Her most well-known religious house was founded at Kildare. Bridget, however, did not remain with her religious communities. She preferred to travel throughout Ireland, speaking with and converting the pagans she met. Later, she was assisted by a priest who baptized her many converts and administered the sacraments. Bridget was blessed with the divine gifts of prophecy, healing the sick, and the power to drive out evil spirits. These, coupled with her generosity, made her loved throughout Ireland. One day, Bridget was talking to a pagan, and to help him understand the fact of God's love for men, she wove a small cross from rushes. To this day, especially on her feast day, small woven crosses can be found in Irish homes as reminders of Christ's love.
Bridget died at Kildare in about 524 A.D., and her body is thought to be buried beside that of St. Patrick at Downpatrick. Her memory has been preserved by the Irish people through churches built to her honor throughout Europe. Several rivers in Ireland are named after her, and the nickname Biddy is often given to young Irish girls.
It was said that God always granted Bridget's requests. Her life shows how different she was from those who sought power for themselves. She sought little for herself, but everything for God. We must examine the motives for our actions. They will show us whether what we do is ultimately for God or for ourselves.
Thank you for calling Dial the Saint. Recorded stories about Mary, the saints, and other literature is available, as well as free handouts to share with friends. To receive these, you may leave your name and address, but please spell difficult words, or you may write to Dial a Saint, Post Office Box 228, Vienna, Virginia, 22183. A new saint will be introduced next Sunday. Thank you for calling, and please call again.